working with the subconscious is really the key to overcoming anxiety and understanding the subconscious, understanding why it does and how it does it. Now, is your anxiety, is your subconscious at fault? Is it actually your enemy? No, it's not. And that's really important to understand. If you ask yourself, is my subconscious against me because it creates this anxiety? The answer is no. In fact, anxiety is not anything that's done to you. Anxiety is something that's done for you. And that's always hard to accept at the beginning, but when you realize the truth of it, you have much less anxiety of your anxiety. It doesn't scare you so much because you know in the end, it just tries to make you safer and it tries to guide you on the right path. Because the subconscious has two missions. One is for you to be safe, and the other one is for you to be happy. And if your safety is in question, if there is something in the subconscious that says, you know, I don't think that you fit in, or I don't think that it's safe for you to be visible because of everything that happened in the past, or I don't think people can be trusted, or I don't think the world is a good place, of course, the subconscious is on alert and is looking for ways to keep you safe. And these are those patterns I talked about that hold you back. Now, that is the super nanny subconscious trying to make sure that you make it out of this alive, or at least unharmed. It doesn't try to torture you. Now, this is where the subconscious, this deeper part of the brain's kind of fault is that it cannot change itself. It's like it needs something outside of it, the conscious mind, to learn new ways of being in a way that is alleviating the anxiety. See, the subconscious just learns early in life, usually during your childhood, this is what anxiety is for. It tries to protect you and see this is what the world is. It's not really that safe. So let's just write a little owner's manual and make sure that this way we go through the anxiety, through the world with always the appropriate amount of anxiety keeping you on your toes. That's long time gone. My anxiety started when I was 10 years old. Most people I work with have the anxiety since their childhood. These are these events, these traumas, these confusions that create that anxiety pattern. But the subconscious needs now an update. The update doesn't happen automatically. The update only happens when the subconscious gets from the conscious mind information on, you know, this was maybe helpful when I was 5 years old and 4 feet tall, but now this is no longer necessary. Here is really how the world is. Here is really who I am. Here is really what I want. And those updates need to basically happen through the conscious-subconscious collaboration, which I'm working with and which I want to share with you as well. But before we go there, how do you know that you're dealing with subconscious anxiety? Because so many of us have been told anxiety is something in the brain, it's a misfiring, or it's a biochemical imbalance up there, and we're not necessarily told it's a subconscious issue. But let's look at the symptoms of anxiety. So you have anxiety often connected to irrational thoughts, thoughts that can be intrusive, as I said before, obsessive. And those thoughts don't make sense. And as much as you try to rationalize yourself out of it and use logic to calm yourself down, it's not really happening because the subconscious is not interested in logic. It is an irrational part of the mind. And therefore, all this anxiety is connected to often very irrational thinking. So that's one thing. Same thing with catastrophizing. I mean, have you ever noticed how the subconscious can make out of a molehill a mountain and out of a little tiny event a tragedy? Subconscious is incredibly creative, and it is really a good fiction writer. Unfortunately, when it's an anxious writer, it usually goes into the drama, into the what ifs, and picks the worst case scenarios. Again, doesn't make logical sense, but for the subconscious, it makes sense because it says, well, let's just prepare it for the worst, then be sorry because you haven't really looked ahead. And since the subconscious has such a wonderful imagination, it does create these scenarios that scare us, but that usually never happen. Another one is that we are ruminating about the past. The subconscious is also the place where all our memories are. So the fact that we go back to the past and that we are looking at all the things that may have happened or that we saw as, something really bad and scary happening, that is again a sign that it's more related to the subconscious and not to the conscious mind. And one of my favorite ways to know that my anxiety comes from the subconscious is when we are waking up with anxiety. It's like the dreams that scare us. I mean, whether you remember the dream or not, or whether it's just this first very fleeting thought that brings up anxiety of the day, all of those things are signs that this is not a rational or a logical concept. Anxiety comes from that more creative, deeper, and also irrational part of the mind. And maybe the most convincing aspect of anxiety that shows you it comes from this subconscious programming is that when you feel when you're anxious, just like you did when you were maybe 10 years old, you have someone criticizing you, and you feel immediately something inside of you shrinking down, your head goes down, your shoulders sink down. It's like when maybe your parents were telling you off, or you get made fun of by your friends. That feeling is, from you being an adult to being a child, happening in a millisecond. Or you go to a gathering and you notice that most of the people you don't know and those that you know are busy, you move more and more to the wall and you kind of try to blend in with the wallpaper, just like you did at the proms when no one wanted to dance with you. Again, that is a sign of subconscious taking over and making you feel and act just like you did when you had these first times of anxiety. Becoming more a child and seeing the world more through the eyes of a child than actually through the eyes of the adult. So all of those are signs that your subconscious is at work and also a proof for you that you could say, no, I do need to work with my subconscious to overcome the anxiety. And the beauty is the subconscious is a very, very willing participant. It loves to learn. It just needs some clear guidance, some compassion and not some chastising, and it needs also consistency. And when you give all of those things to your subconscious, it usually loves to change.